Stakeholders in the health sector have called for deeper and broad partnership and investment to prevent, treat, and repair fistula cases with barely 7 years to meet the SDG timeline. They believe this is the only way they can completely deal with fistula cases. The call was made at a program to commemorate International Day to End Obstetric Fistula in Ghana. Speaking at the event, the UNFPA country representative, Dr. Wilfred Ochan, urged corporate bodies and individuals to come on board to make Ghana free of obstetric fistula. A report by Antoinette Aba.
With just 7 years remaining to meet the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs timeline, the UNFPA, Ghana Health Service and Norwegian Embassy held an event to take stock of 20 years of activism to end obstetric fistula as well as intensify efforts to prevent the condition. A recent survey by the Ghana Health Service estimated that 1,300 new cases are recorded annually, with 1.6 to 1.8 cases occurring per 1,000 beds, with only about 100 cases being repaired yearly. Speaking at the event, the UNFPA country representative, Dr. Wilfred Ochan, emphasized the gravity of the backlog of the cases. He urged stakeholders to rally behind the cause. He called for a united front, stressing that the fight against the condition requires a comprehensive approach involving both public and private sectors, as well as community engagement.
We are, more importantly, beginning a new call for a deeper and broadened partnerships to invest more in preventing, in treating, in repairing, and in supporting the integration of survivors of obstetric fistula in Ghana. With only 7 years left to the 2030 SDG timeline, the imperative is clear: accelerated action to end fistula. The call to action is one, and it is clear. Join the partnership to end fistula in Ghana in any way that you as an individual or you as an institution can, to get the recent data on the state of fistula and to contribute to making the difference in the lives of women and girls, to restore their health and dignity, and to contribute to their improved socioeconomic well-being. This is the new narrative we are looking forward to, and not the victim story of pain and suffering, not even the overcomer story of being repaired, but the great story of a woman repaired and socioeconomically integrated and empowered with the agency to play their role in the family and in the socioeconomic development of their community and the country at large. Please reach out to UNFPA to join this new partnership and make your contribution in ending fistula in Ghana.
The Norwegian ambassador to Ghana, Ingrid Molestad, passionately called for the strengthening of health system and to intensify efforts to prevent fistula.
Gender equality, empowerment, and the need to safeguard women's sexual and reproductive rights obviously go hand in hand. We cannot talk about women empowerment, women in politics, women in the private sectors, women as leaders, if we do not take care of the basics, women's health, and the right to stay healthy when they give birth. This is why one of Norway's most fundamental objectives is to empower women and girls and to be at the forefront of global efforts to improve their health. Health system must be strengthened and access to sexual and reproductive health services promoted and improved. Women deserve access to quality medical services, including fistula repair services. While we do recognize, obviously, the financial, physical, maybe even psychological and cultural barriers that keep women away from such services and from accessing medical care in the first place, we also call on all to intensify our efforts so that the victims can be able to seek appropriate and available care in a timely manner.
A municipal public health nurse at Nanumba North, Isahaku Tahiru, called for a community education about the condition. He called for more proactive measures to prevent fistula and also advised people to seek appropriate care when needed.
Some of the cases, I don't pick them from their homes. I see them at the prayer camps. They will be at the prayer camps and then they'll be treating them with their prayers, and some will be using herbal things and them. And so when I pull feather and I suspect fistula, I try to engage the operators and the herbalists to remove them from that place to their their homes. And sometimes the husband will not allow them to go to their house unless I send them to the woman's house to talk to the people, for them to have patience to accommodate her until we get support for them to be repaired. The fistula issues at the community level, we need community sensitization, and we need stakeholder engagement, especially the herbalists and the prayer camps operators. It is not every sickness that you can deal with. Even hospitals, we do refer, but they keep them, the cases are getting worse then, and they keep them with them until you find a way of getting them. So if you continue sensitizing the communities and then have engagement with the stakeholders to let them understand fistula is different from any other condition that we are thinking of, and it's only hospital that we can have it repaired, no any other place, I think they will own up and then they will support us, get them to the hospitals.
With the SDG timeline looming and an estimated annual increase in cases, urgent action is needed to prevent, treat, and repair fistula cases. The collective efforts of all stakeholders, including governments, healthcare professionals, organizations, and the community, will be instrumental in achieving the goal of making Ghana free from obstetric fistula. By coming together, raising awareness, and providing comprehensive care, the fight against fistula can be effectively waged, offering hope to countless women and ensuring a brighter future for all.
Antoinette Abes reports.